Legal Line with Bob Pittman, sponsored by Modern Woodmen of America. The opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station. And now, here's Bob.
Hey, and welcome to Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr. I'm here with my good friend Ted Barr, and we're hanging out together once again this week, our weekly edition of Legal Line, where we try to demystify the law, translate the legalese, and hopefully point you in the right direction with regard to your legal problems. Of course, we have, the one ground rule I should mention is that we don't like to mention actual names of the bad guys, so the alleged bad guys. We'll ask Ted to define alleged here in a second, right? But the alleged bad guys, what do you think, Ted?
Well, it's like the old TV show, Bob, where they say, the facts relating to this case are true, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That's right.
So that's
what
we
want
to
do that.
Because we know all you callers that call in, no matter what you've done, you are innocent.
Of course. But, you know, if someone wants to call in, for example, here with a complaint about a lawyer, that's okay. We'll take it. We'll talk about it. But let's not mention the lawyer's name, unless it's Bob and Ted, of course.
And it's only good then, of
course.
That's
right. Yeah, of course.
Because we do have a seven-second delay just for situations like that.
We better increase that delay, I think, a little bit. I don't know. But we have a disclaimer, of course. We wouldn't be attorneys if we didn't have a disclaimer or limitation of damage clause. And, you know, by the way, everybody should have those in life, I'm convinced, that we should all have. When we meet somebody and we hand them our card, on the back of the card should be our personal disclaimer or limitation of damage clause.
I think those are called prenuptial agreements, Bob.
Oh, well, all right. We'll talk about that's a different program topic.
But all right.
Our disclaimer is pretty easy. Damages resulting from advice given on this program are strictly limited to what you paid for the advice, wouldn't you know it?
In other words, zip.
Yeah, it's a bit. I mean, I guess it can't even do a long distance phone call anymore. Speaking of phone calls, what's the number if you want to call our program with a legal question?
And there you go. And that's the whole point, is we're here available for the next hour for you, absolutely free of charge, to call in with your legal questions. But let us give you the number, which we're going to repeat periodically during the show.
In fact, Ted, I'd like you to, could you do it kind of slow?
Oh, okay, Bob.
This is Saturday morning, you know.
Right, Bob.
Unless they're listening to the podcast.
Hey, one question. Should I pronounce your name B-O-B forward or B-O-B backward? I never can remember.
We'll talk about that in the next hour of the program.
Okay. Well, seriously, folks, our phone number, toll-free, 1-866-485-1590.
So that's 1-866-485, I'm sort of picturing the dial there, 485-1590. And you get to talk to Bob and Ted and ask your general legal question. This is the only place I know of on the air, seriously, where you can call in with any legal question. Doesn't mean you get an answer, but right. Any legal question.
Well, the other thing we should mention is, you know, candidly, there are a couple of other legal talk shows spread around the country, but they're kind of generic.
Yeah.
And first of all, we are full-time practicing attorneys in Washington.
That's right. So
we're going to be talking to you about Washington law.
Absolutely.
Whereas some of the other stations that have generics, you know, it's like the law isn't the same as California as it is in Washington, as it is in Kentucky. But we're Washington specific, and that's why we're here to help you with your Washington
questions.
Well,
the law is different everywhere. I mean, you can cross into Idaho, and you're into some different, really different stuff in Idaho, clearly. Idaho, Oregon, New York, Hawaii, I mean, all the different places there are, sir, you know, there's some general theme, if you will, because we're essentially common law states, common law country, except for our favorite state, of course, is always Louisiana. I'll tell you, Louisiana, nice people, I'm sure, great state, but weird place for laws. So if you're, give us a call from Louisiana, we'll try to tackle it, but you're going to get a Washington answer.
Yeah, there's that old question, if a husband and wife get divorced in Louisiana, from Louisiana, get divorced,
right.
Are they still brother and sister? So, we don't know. But anyway, keep us in mind, 1-866-485-1590, which happens to be the call numbers of the station.
You realize we've been answering general legal questions, both of us or one of us, over the past 20 years.
And it's been a long time. And the answers sometimes change because the laws are constantly in a change.
Boy, isn't that true.
State of flux.
I mean,
too.
Take your area real quick before we get rolling here. I mean, the laws for one of your areas, DUI, mm-hmm. Driving under the influence, they have changed over the past couple of decades dramatically, haven't they?
0.15 to 0.10 to now 0.08 is the legal limit.
Yeah.
And I expect that by the time I retire in a few years, we probably will be down to a 0.05.
Wow.
Yeah. The other big change in the DUI laws, which we're going to talk about in coming weeks, especially as we approach the holidays,
yeah,
and folks are getting ready to go out to holiday parties and whatnot, and we want you to be prepared for that. But the other change was when we went from DWI, driving while intoxicated, to DUI, which is what we have now,
right,
or BUI, boating under the influence.
And that's an interesting one. We'll have a whole segment on that.
And is driving under the influence, which incorporates drugs as well as alcohol. And what a lot of people don't know is it also includes prescription drugs. A lot of people are under the impression you can only get a DUI if, you know, it's cocaine, marijuana, what would are commonly referred to as recreational drugs.
Right.
But that's not true.
Interesting.
So, well, Bob, one of the things I wanted to mention,
yeah,
is we have two new segments this week that we're going to make weekly segments. And why don't you tell our listeners about our two new weekly segments?
Well, the first one is our IQ test of the week. And if you're not smart enough to answer the question before the end of the show, you need to have an attorney on retainer. So there'll be more details on that later, right, to find out.
So how does it work?
Well, the first caller to call in with the correct answer is going to win a weekly prize that we're going to do. And this week, this is really good. I'm going to try to answer this one myself. Oh, no, I guess I can't. $50 gift certificate to Bellevue Auto Detail. And that would be toward a hand wash, which are, I didn't know anybody did hand washes anymore, or a hand polish and wax.
There you go.
So it, then, and I read that right, $50, not $5, but $50.
Right. $50.
Wow,
bucks.
Cool.
And if you have a black car or a navy blue car, that's the only way you want your car washed.
Really?
Is by hand, because otherwise you get the swirl marks and everything.
Well, no, I have a black car, but I haven't been doing that. I wonder if there's any way to reclaim it.
That's why your car looks actually gray, Bob. First, this is the first I knew you even had a black car. No, these guys are great, though. They're located in the Bellevue Place complex in the garage on P3, and we thank them for donating So this week's question is, what do lawyers use for birth control?
What?
No,
what?
I'm just kidding. The answer is their personalities. No, seriously, Bob, that's sort of a joke question. Seriously, Bob, this week's question is this.
All right, listen.
Are you
close.
Ready?
Everybody listen close. Right.
The maker doesn't want it. The buyer doesn't use it. And the user doesn't see it. What is it?
Whoa. Now, do that one more time.
The maker doesn't want it.
Okay.
The buyer doesn't use it. And the user doesn't see it. What is it?
Wow. All right.
Give us a call at 1-866-485-1590 with the answer. The first listener that calls in with the correct answer will win the $50 gift certificate to Bellevue Auto Detail. Thanks to Bellevue Auto Detail for donating this week's IQ prize. And please show how smart you are and supportive you are of our supporters by giving them a call at 425-455-2324 to get your car detailed. So, Bob, our second new weekly segment.
Right.
Is the lawyer joke of the week.
Uh-oh. We could get in trouble for this one.
Yeah, but you know what it amounts to? If we can't laugh at ourselves, we're taking life way too seriously.
Now, do you recall years ago, it was a big controversy over lawyer jokes. I mean, there is once in a while. But down in California, and I believe it was the president of the California Bar Association, had asked the legislature to make it illegal to tell lawyer jokes, thereby becoming the biggest legal joke of that decade, which I think was the 90s. That's what happened.
I don't recall that, but since a significant number of the legislators are lawyers, that didn't have a big, strong chance of passing.
I loved it, but it was like the biggest joke ever that it became. Right. And so you're right. I mean, we have to laugh at ourselves, and it's a serious topic, needless to say. So this week's joke.
Well, before we get to that.
Yep. Do we have?
I think we have a caller who to answer the IQ test of the week.
Let's go right to Jennifer and find out. Jennifer, you're on Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr.
Good morning, guys. Hi. I think the answer is a casket.
Oh!
Jennifer, you passed the IQ test. Way to go.
You are exactly right. Now, you're not in that industry, are you?
No, I'm not.
Wow,
this is great.
Great.
So we need you to stay on the line, and Chris is going to get your information, and we're gonna send that out to you. That's great.
We're not going to send the whole detail shop, but we are going to mail you a gift certificate, Jennifer.
True. Now, do you have a black car? Yep. Oops.
Have a black car?
I do, actually.
All right.
All right. Well, these guys are specialists in detailing black cars, so you pick the right day and the right show to call in.
All right.
Thanks, Jennifer. Do you have any legal questions while we have you on the line?
Great. Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
All right.
Ted, before we get to the, that reminds me of one of our, I don't know if you recall, one of our sponsors years ago, just made me think of it. I don't know. Who knows why? Remember, it was the Bobco company, and they had offering that year the Bobco Universal Unisex lawsuit. And remember, it was literally a really nice suit for either unisex, so either a man or a woman. And in the pocket, remember, was a blank summons and complaint, universal summons and complaint. So you could, and this, I'm just thinking Halloween, wouldn't this be great to wear the Bobco Universal Unisex lawsuit to a Halloween party and sue somebody?
Except if they recognized that you were dressed like a lawyer, they'd probably never let you into the party.
No, that's true. What's scarier than a lawyer on Halloween? I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. All right. This week's lawyer joke.
Now or right after the break?
It's coming up right here on Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr. 1-866-485-1590.
Bob Pittman will be right back with more Legal Line, so don't go away.
You've walked this path many times before. It's a chance to think, especially about your future. How will you turn your retirement dreams into reality? Will you have enough gold for your golden years? Your choices for building funds for retirement can be complicated. Fortunately, you have a friend in the community who can help you make the right decisions. That's your Modern Woodmen agent. Your agent is a skilled professional who will listen to your needs and desires and then work with you to create a plan that uses the right financial products to achieve your retirement goals. Build a lasting professional relationship with a trusted financial advisor.
Hi, I'm Randy Verberg, Western Washington's Regional Director for Modern Woodmen in Puyallup, Washington. Call me today at 253-770-6019.
Get in touch with your agent today. Modern Woodmen of America, touching lives, securing futures.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ, good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. Oh, it's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to ahrq.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
We now return to Legal Line with Bob Pittman on Freedom 1590.
Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr.
Hey, welcome back to Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr here on Saturday morning to answer your legal questions. Little recap for those of you who are just tuning in. We have two new segments in the show that's starting this week. The first is the IQ test of the week, in which we're going to ask a question each week, and we'll have a prize for the first listener to call in with the correct answer. And Jennifer got it this week, and the question was, the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user doesn't see it. What is it? And Jennifer's answer was a coffin.
And I'm not sure I would have gotten that. I don't think I would have.
Boy, she got it fast, too. Good. So she is going to receive a $50 gift certificate to Bellevue Auto Detail in beautiful downtown Bellevue. But our second news segment is the lawyer joke of the week. Because, as I said earlier, if we can't laugh about ourselves, we're taking life a little too seriously. So, Bob, this is your week to tell the first lawyer.
All right. I don't know, Tim. What do you think? All right. What's the definition of a lawyer?
Definition. I don't know, Bob.
Of a lawyer.
What is the definition of a lawyer?
Well, it's an individual whose primary job is to protect his clients from others in his profession. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And obviously law is a serious topic, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. And I think we all need to laugh at ourselves once in a while. What's the number to call, Ted, if people want to call in with a general legal question? Because this is really the only place to call in with general legal questions and actually talk to two Washington lawyers and get an answer.
There you go. It's 1-866-485-1590. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock this morning.
That's true. And, of course, you can now some people will be listening to a podcast version of this. I have to say, I kind of like Bobcasts, but I guess we have to change that a little bit. I don't know. The Bob and Ted cast.
Well, you know, Bob, even though you and I don't take each other very seriously since we've been friends and partners for a long time in the radio biz, we do take our callers' questions seriously.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So if you've got something that's burdening you, feel free to call us, and we'll probably know the answer, but if we don't, we can at least point you in the right direction.
Well, and that's part of it, I think, is we're trying to say, okay, how would a lawyer approach this? What kinds of things should you be thinking about? Resources, perhaps, that are out there, because there's some great resources, for all the way from the referral services to some of the websites that are available.
Books,
clinics, lots of great books.
Some of the free clinics.
Absolutely. There are a lot of resources out there. And even when you can't afford an attorney, because not many people can, there are some really good spots to go to get some help. So, you know, give us a call. Get started on your problem. You help other people when you call in with your question, too, because other people will say, whoa, I didn't know that, or I need that answer.
I have the same question.
So
right.
Give us a call at 866-485-1590, general legal questions.
Well, speaking of legal questions, Bob, some of our listeners might not know that you're actually a full-time practicing attorney down in Tacoma, and the emphasis...
Furcrest.
You know, anything south of Renton to me is in another state.
That's right.
But in any event, your emphasis of your practice is in estate planning. And I learned a little bit about estate planning when I slept through it in law school, but haven't had any contact with it since because I'm a criminal lawyer. So can I ask you a couple questions?
Well, sure, of course.
Okay, well, let's start out with this. And I get asked this periodically, sometimes by young people, sometimes by older people. How do you know if you need a will?
Oh, good question. Now, the short answer is if you have a pulse, you probably need to think about a will. But let's take someone, let's say someone who's, 19 years old, no assets, not married. Probably it's not a big priority to have a will at that point, because if something happens to that person, which is tragic and awful, assets will flow back over to the parents, assuming we have parents. I mean, they can have a will. Once you're 18, you're entitled to get out and get your will. There are other documents, by the way, that 19-year-old should have, and we'll talk about that on a different program. But keep in mind, there's something that every 19-year-old should have, and it isn't a will.
Now, if I'm correct, in the state of Washington, if you die without a will, then your assets pass, is it called intestate?
Yeah, it's a weird term. We have all these weird terms, don't we? I don't know. I wish we could do plain English more, but it's just not possible. It's called intestate, I-N, intestate succession that occurs. And the legislature has basically sat down there when they were bored one day and came up with some rules about where your stuff goes if you die without a will.
So, for example, in the one that you just mentioned, the 19-year-old, if he or she dies without a will, in the state of Washington, his or her assets would go to their parents.
Unless they had a child. Okay. Now, if the 19-year-old had a child, they're all heading down to the child. If they're married, we've got a spouse and child. But if we have nobody, if there's no spouse, no child, they're going to head back up to the parents. And if parents aren't around, we're going to drop down to their siblings. So there's a scheme, and the scheme the legislature comes up with is, you know, kind of like what a lot of people might do if they were thinking about it. You know, where would your stuff normally go?
Now, the 19-year-old again passes away, but their parents are divorced.
Right.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. Okay. We're going to take, in that case, half to each parent.
Now, what if the parents have predeceased them? Who does it go to?
Then we're going
to
drop down to their kids, or in other words, the brothers and sisters of the 19-year-old.
The siblings.
The siblings.
All right.
And then we're going to drop down even further, and we're going to keep reaching out and go back up to grandparents and then come back down. And we're going to keep reaching out until we find somebody. Once in a while, there's nobody there. And that one, I remember years ago when the Super Mall was, well, you probably don't because it's down south, but Super Mall was going to open. And Diane and I were going to head out there and take a look at this place. And I got a call from someone and said, can you get down to the hospital? I've got someone dying here, and they don't have a will. So I went down and waited, and they never woke up and were never able to make a will. And they had no relatives, nobody.
Oh,
so where did it go?
To the state?
State of Washington.
Oh, my.
Even that big motorhome the guy had, his house, his assets, his retirement accounts, everything just rolled over to the state of Washington. I'm not anti-state.
Is that the same motorhome that's now parked outside of the governor's mansion?
Actually, I believe the governor uses that to cruise around the state. That's actually his motorhome that she drives around in.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
I understand she gets that when she leaves the governor's office.
Yeah, I don't think we've been reading the same newspaper, Bob. But, hey, seriously, let me ask you this. So something triggers this need for a will. Now, is it automatically you need a will when you get married, or only when you get married and you accumulate some assets, or what do you think?
You know, I think when you get married, you can probably get by for a while. You should, I think about at least doing a simple will. But one of the biggest things you need to remember when you get married is to change your beneficiary designations.
You mean unlike your life insurance policy?
Yeah, life insurance policy, employment stuff. Now we do change things automatically under the law under certain circumstances when someone gets married or someone gets divorced. But the workplace stuff has to be changed by hand, if you will. So let's say you're working for XYZ company and there's a $100,000 life insurance policy and you've got your mom listed on there as the beneficiary. That's under ERISA, we call it. It's not going to change just because you got married. You got to go into the human resources department and actually change the beneficiary over to your wife or your husband, and so it isn't mom anymore. Otherwise, mom's going to get the check if something happens to you.
And then that can create some real
absolutely.
Family.
Or what about a former spouse? Now, I helped organize a group called the Former Spouses Association, and it's people who are hoping that when people get married again that they don't change their beneficiary designations. And they actually have quite a lobbying effort.
Oh,
they get out and try to lobby folks and say, don't worry about those workplace things. Don't change them. Remember your former spouse.
Uh-huh.
So the Former Spouses Association is a nonprofit organization.
And this is why we don't give out Bob's home phone number or address. Hey, I want to remind our listeners that you can call us anytime up to the top of the hour at 1-866-485-1590, and Bob and I are here visiting, which we're going to do for the rest of the morning, unless you call in.
That's right, and we're going to talk about a lot of fun things over the coming weeks, different topics. We're going to cover it all, and that's the fun part, I think, about Legal Line is to cover just you name it, we'll cover it. We'll talk about DUI, of course, and we'll talk about estate planning, but we'll cover so many other areas, whether it be employment law. You know, Ted, I always find we learn a lot when we are talking to folks who are experts in their areas of the law. Could be a judge, could be an attorney doing employment law, whatever it might be. Dissolution, we got to work on dissolution, I guess. The old divorce. We don't say divorce anymore, do we?
No, you know, with all the years you and I have been on the air together, Bob, there's times when listeners call in and I go, and I look at you and you look at me and we go, you know, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to visit a little more with Bob today, too, between callers, because I've got some more questions to ask him about wills.
Sure, and it's something, and it's something that we all need to address. I mean, it's everybody should be thinking about having a will and other related documents, which we'll talk about. We'll try to focus on the will thing. One of the biggest triggers for a will, by the way, before we head out here, is if you have kids, especially if you have minor children. That's one of the biggest reasons that people should think about getting their will in order. And we'll talk about that as we continue on Legal Line. But a very, very important trigger. And a lot of people will come in after the kids are already adults and married and say, gee, you know, maybe we should get a will. And, you know, of course, they should have had it a long time ago. Of course, they didn't die, so I guess, you know, that's the shame, right?
Jeez.
You do all this planning, you get your will, and then you don't die.
It just occurred to me that just by coincidence, our first IQ test of the new segment, segments had to do with coffin.
It was
dying.
An estate planning question.
I never occurred to me when we were figuring that out. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to ask Bob, do you need a lawyer? Draw up a will, or should you do it yourself with a kit?
As we continue right here, Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr. Stay tuned.
We'll have more Legal Line with Bob Pittman after this.
Whoa, nice shot. They teach you that move in college?
No, Dad. You taught me that move.
Speaking of moves, any thoughts on your future after college?
I want to do something that makes an impact, you know? I can make a difference. You taught me that, too.
Maybe I'm the smart one.
Ever wonder if you're making a difference? At Modern Woodmen of America, we care about the same things you do. For over 125 years, we've offered financial products and member benefits that can enrich people's lives. Modern Woodmen is a fraternal financial organization, which means we give our members a sense of belonging. We believe in working together for a better community and a better future. Isn't it time you belong to something that can make an impact?
Hi, I'm Randy Verberg, Western Washington's Regional Director for Modern Woodmen in Puyallup, Washington. Call me today at 253-770-6019.
Modern Woodmen of America.
Modern Woodmen. Touching lives, securing futures.
Legal Line with Bob Pittman resumes on Freedom 1590. Here's Bob.
And we're rejoining Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr. Bob and Ted's excellent legal adventure. We're going to be out and about in the state, Ted, from time to time, and traveling around, and we'll be doing some live, I call them live recordings, because we may not be at this exact time, but we'll be doing a live recording from time to time at places. I know you wanted to go to some of the fairs, because you like the Puyallup Fair and stuff and hang out there. I think you just want the burgers.
It's the food.
That's right. I'm pretty sure. But
yeah.
Because I remember you were looking at the map there and you said, can't we be over there, Bob, by the by the burgers? I mean,
and anybody that brings us scones, corn dogs,
yeah, we'll be doing our
gargantuan burgers, we put them on the air.
That's right.
You know, and because then they can talk while we eat. Hey, before we took our break, I was asking Bob some questions, whose emphasis is in his practice down in Ferncrest is estate planning. And everybody.
In fact, if you have a question, by the way, about that, call in too.
Sure.
At the phone number 1-866-485-1590.
Yeah, there you go. So, the question I have for you, or started this question just before the break, is you kind of told us when you need to start thinking about having a will, when you probably don't need one. But most of us, you know, by the time we've reached age 25, probably should.
That's right.
But here's the question. You know, I see these ads on TV for will kits and some of the stationery stores you go in, you know, or online. You can do your own will.
Right.
So my question for you is, hey, we're not just running a self-serving operation here,
no.
Bob. Do you really need a lawyer to do a will, or is it a deal where you can do it on your own?
Well, the answer to whether you really need a lawyer is probably no. It's a qualified no. But you don't always need to have an attorney prepare your will. If you have a fairly simple setting, And we'd have to think through what simple setting is. But let's just use that for a moment. You have a fairly simple setting. Let's take that 25-year-old. Maybe they're married. They might not even have kids. Maybe they're not married. You know, there is a great program. Now, we won't give maybe personal endorsements, but NOLO Press, N-O-L-O. You can find them at NOLO.com. Has a great program called Willmaker. Now, it's about $59-$60, I want to say. It's marketed through, I think now they've got a marketing arrangement with Quicken and Quicken Lawyer. So you can find them at places like Costco. You can go online. It is not a bad program. I mean, I know I'm not supposed, as a lawyer, I'm not supposed to say that, am I, Ted?
Well,
but it's not a bad program for a simple setting where someone is not going to get their work done and go in to see an attorney and pay several hundred dollars, sometimes more, for a will. They're never going to do it. And yet they're really computer savvy and they got a simple setting. They may want to do it.
Now, when you say a simple setting, yeah, is that someone that doesn't have children or doesn't have assets over a certain amount?
Yeah, what's non-taxable estate, you know, fairly straightforward, not any out-of-state property. Maybe they're buying a house, maybe not. Maybe they're renting. They've got some insurance. They've got a small retirement account, a little bit in the bank. Nothing dramatic, no tax issues whatsoever.
Okay, let me interrupt you now, Bob.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here I am a lawyer, and I don't even know the answer to this question.
Sure.
What level do you have tax issues?
Good question. Excellent. Right now, we have two different taxes for us in terms of estate taxes. One is everybody knows about the federal tax, and everybody has heard about it for years. Currently, the exemption this year and next year is set at $5 million.
Whew.
So it wouldn't cover you, but it would cover me, you know. but $5 million. Now, admittedly, the legislation is such that if Congress does nothing, it goes back automatically to a $1 million exemption in the year 2013. And $1 million is much easier to achieve than $5
million. Well, especially in this day and age. But
that's the federal.
Okay.
But guess what? When one of the first things that Governor Gregoire signed into law, as I believe it was emergency legislation, and a lot of people still don't know we have it, is our very own standalone Washington state estate tax.
And what's the exemption level on that?
$2 million.
So $5 million, at least for now, at the federal level, and $2 million at the state level.
Well, and guess how many people, when you add up, you take a couple that's been kicking around a few years, they've got their this is your retirement account, your IRA, your 401k, this is your life insurance, this is your house, this is the tie that I'm not wearing, all your personal stuff, your jewelry, you add everything up, and an awful lot of people cross that $2 million threshold.
You know, I just noticed, how come I'm the one that's always dressed up for the show, and you're the guy that looks like he just got here off the golf course? What's
you know,
up with that?
The thing I can't figure out is, were you just at a really big party last night and you never went home, and so you're just coming here in your tuxedo?
This is why I like doing the live remotes, because people can come around and they can see which one of us is the well-dressed, good-looking one, and which one of us is the smart one. But seriously,
and we're not going to say who's who. You get to
right.
choose.
They'll have to come to the live remote at the Puyallup or
wherever it is.
Modern Woodman's football game or whatever. By the way, does Modern Woodman have the football thing going this week?
I don't know if PLU's playing. You would have to ask me that. I don't know if PLU's playing this weekend at home. I don't think they
but
are.
But when PLU plays at home,
Modern Woodman is hanging out at the PLU football game.
They have a booth there.
A booth there, and Modern Woodman. Let's say thanks to Modern Woodman, by the way, for sponsoring our program, because without them, we'd just be hanging out at the donut shop, eating donuts and drinking coffee.
Giving free advice to anybody who wants to buy us a donut.
Remember where we got kicked out of that one? Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Let's not talk about that. But listen, I want to ask you another question. Okay, so let's assume for a moment that you're under the $5 million, you're under the $2 million,
right,
which, by the way, Bob, can I mention, makes me real nervous talking about that on the air, because I'm concerned that, like, the mayor or the King County executive might be listening, and the next thing you know, we're going to have a county and a city inheritance tax. But seriously,
you never know.
$5 million, $2
million.
Yep. Okay.
That's when you die, by the way, so you got to project out to when you die.
Right. So if you're under that limit, you don't own a home, say you're renting, and you don't have kids, you can probably do one of the will packets yourself.
Possibly.
Okay, now, but as soon as you have children, I mean, is that the point that you should start seeing a real lawyer?
I think so, yes. I'm biased, admittedly, but I think when you have kids, it's much safer to go into an estate planning attorney. And, you know, you can find one, whether it doesn't have to be me, but, I mean, you can find one through the, like, the great King County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service or the Pierce County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, just to mention a couple. They are terrific lawyers on those lists. Sometimes people think that only people who sign up on the referral list are people who are desperate for business and don't know what they're doing. It's usually the opposite, wouldn't you think?
I think it can be both. I think it can be a young lawyer building his or her practice.
Which isn't necessarily bad, by the way.
And I think it can be a lawyer that's had a lot of experience and just wants to help as many people in the community as possible. But the other thing is this. You might not know somebody who does wills and trusts, but maybe your next-door neighbor is a divorce lawyer, or maybe the guy at your golf club is a criminal lawyer. They generally will know the other lawyers in town who specialize and are very competent in a particular area. For example, somebody calls me and says, I need a will, I tell them to call you, Bob.
Sure, sure.
But, so that's another thing, is using lawyers that you know, even if in another area.
To other lawyers.
Right.
Well, someone calls me and says, hey, I've been arrested for DUI. I'm at the station right now. You don't want to be talking to me. You want to be talking to Ted, and we'll talk about what people should actually do down the road.
And let me
too.
Just check my schedule to see which bar Ted is in at this moment.
I know, but it's really important that you get to the right people. And don't discount your financial advisor, by the way. Let's say you're working with a Modern Woodman financial advisor. Well, ask them, who do you recommend? Who do you know in the business? Because the financial advisors know what attorneys are doing estate planning in a responsible way, and you can get good referrals from your financial advisor.
Very good point, Bob. And let me ask you this. What about if you live in California, for example, and you had a will done down there?
Sure.
You and your wife, you get a couple of kids. Microsoft, Boeing hires you. Now you've moved into Washington State. Do you need to get your will redone now that you're in Washington when it was done by a California lawyer a couple of years ago?
Good question. No matter what state, other than maybe Louisiana, we have to carve them out always. But if you're coming from another state, say California, you know, typically here in Washington, we generally accept the wills that were done in other states as long as they were valid when entered into in that other state. So if you did it correctly in California, then we're going to honor that will here in Washington State. And so now one little quirk about California is in all the years I've been doing this, every time I see a California will, it never has the little affidavit attached to it, the affidavit of the witnesses, meaning that you're going to have to go scrounge up those witnesses at the time of the death if you don't have their affidavit in advance.
So you always want to get that when the will is being executed.
Absolutely. For some reason, I don't know why, and I don't know why in California they don't do it, other than it drives the people back to the lawyer.
Well, you know, this is a good point, and that's this. You're from out of state. You had a will done there. Maybe you should just go in and consult with a lawyer for an hour.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay him or her necessarily to redo the whole thing, but say, here's my will. Yeah. Do you think it's enough? And then like someone like you might say, hey, this will is fine. We just need to fine-tune it by adding this one page.
Yeah, or maybe there's something about it. Maybe things have changed. Who knows? So just have it reviewed. Use the referral service maybe to get to somebody, or use a referral from your financial advisor. To get to. In fact, we'll mention there's a great website that we'll bring up later for the financial advisor community to try to track someone down who's a credentialed professional.
One more question, Bob, before the break, real quick. What should you do with your will once it's completed? I mean, do you hide it under your mattress? Do you keep it in the glove compartment of your car? What do you do with
it?
In
your shoe, typically, is where most of us recommend that you... No, that's a really good question. I don't like safe deposit boxes for the reason that usually people don't have anybody else on as a signer. So that thing's locked up. Someone may or may not know it's even there. And how do you get it? It's like chicken and egg kind of thing. How do you get to that? You have to go to court, get a court order to open the box to get the will. So I don't really like that. I like kind of fire-resistant boxes that at home, if I had to choose something, that's my choice. You want to have copies, PDF copies of your will. Your attorney would have that.
I'm going to ask you a follow-up question to that when we come back from the break.
With Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr.
If you want to get in on the conversation, it's toll-free from anywhere. 1-866-485-1590. We'll have more Legal Line with Bob Pittman after this. Now, back to Legal Line with Bob Pittman here on Freedom 1590.
And we continue with Legal Line with Bob Pittman and Ted Barr. Bob and Ted are hanging out together. It's the law with Bob and Ted.
Okay, Bob. Got you back on the hot seat now because I want to get through the rest of these will questions. Before
let me say one thing before we do that. If someone wants to track you down, you have a great website at tedcbarr.com.
That's right. www.tedcbarr.com.
Now, can they email a question
to
you?
My email address is on the website, and also many of the frequently asked questions about Department of Licensing and DUI cases are on the website, and what you should do and shouldn't do if you're pulled over. And we're going to talk about that in subsequent weeks, especially as the holidays are approaching.
Right, that's good.
Because we know what that means.
Absolutely. If people want to get hold of me during the week, it's bobpittman.com with two T's. Happy to have you stop by. And we'll have a website up. We're working on it. But with Bob and Ted working on it together, it could take a little while. You know,
we're going to have a website and where we can put out information to you. Yep. We can tell you about upcoming shows. We can take your questions on a Twitter account, and so we're going to have that stuff set up in the next few weeks.
Absolutely,
we got our good friend Greg McDonald working on those for us, who is doing that to help us out and specializes in that area. Let me come back to a question that we started with before the break. You said don't put your will in a safe deposit box because it might not get looked at until long after the person is deceased, and so people wouldn't know what their wishes were.
And I'll qualify that a little bit. If you have someone else on the box and they know your will is there and you have a copy of the will readily available, and so someone can actually get in and get the original, I would say that's probably okay. But I'm just not a big fan of the safe deposit box routine.
What about this?
Yep.
You have the original of the will in a safe deposit box in a bank or wherever, but you give a copy of it to one of your children or whoever's going to be the executor of your estate. What's the upside and the downside of that, Bob?
Well, I mean, on the positive front, they've got a copy, and hopefully the information on where the original is and all that, and they've got maybe information on the lawyer who helped you if there was a lawyer, and so that's all positive. Mm-hmm. So it's mostly positive. There is some negative, though, to it.
Well, what's the downside of giving it to your sister or your son or daughter?
I mean, let's say I've named so-and-so, or I've named Ted as my personal representative, and I then change my mind and don't want Ted to do it anymore. Of course, then I've got to get that will back from Ted. Or maybe I've left Ted in for 25% of my estate, and then Diane says, why are you leaving 25% of your estate to Ted? And so I have to change it. Then I have to tell you, I have to say, you know what, I need that back. So it's awkward when you go to change because you know, for sure you're going to change your will. There's just no doubt in my mind, unless you die right away, you're probably going to change your mind on something.
So the person that you give it to, if you've left something to them, it creates an expectation they're going to receive something.
Yeah.
So then if you change it later, it may create some hard feelings.
I think so.
Okay. So maybe you want to entrust the copy of the will, where it's located and who the lawyer is that drafted it, to somebody who is not receiving anything in the will.
Probably so. Maybe a total stranger. No, that wouldn't work, would it?
Okay. But another question
is
this. You said, hey, you have to get that copy back. Bob. If you draft, have a new will prepared later and say the person doesn't want to give the copy back or they've lost it, doesn't any subsequent will circumvent a prior will?
Yes. You always have that magic language at the opening of the new will saying you're revoking anything in the past. So you get rid of all the past stuff when you do a new will, unless you're really doing a bad job of doing the new will. And so you don't really have to legally go back and get those. It just makes me nervous having a bunch of stray wills out there. I've seen situations where someone starts the probate on a will thinking it's the last will, because it said last will.
Right.
I think, and it turns out there's another will, and it makes it really awkward.
So the follow-up question is, let's say you have your will drafted, and it's all good and tight and the way you want it. When do you have to have it redone? What would trigger that?
You know, I would say any kind of major change in your life, maybe having kids, getting a divorce, winning the lottery, that's the good one, I guess. But any changes, or maybe you just decide, you know what, I'm going to leave something to a charity, because one of the best places is to leave a little thing to your favorite charity is to say in your will, hey, when I'm done, maybe 5%, 10% goes to my favorite charity. Maybe you change that. Maybe you just changes, and you should review a will. Unless there are big changes, you should do it sooner. But otherwise, maybe about every 5 or 6 years, think about your estate planning and look at it and see, because things like powers of attorney that we'll talk about in a different segment do change, and you need to update stuff.
Does a will have to contain everything in detail that you're going to give away, or isn't there some kind of a auxiliary
Absolutely.
List or something? How does that
yes.
work?
Yes, you can use what's a little list for all the personal stuff. So like the autographed picture of Ted Barr, you can say on your list, I want that to go to Cousin Jane, because she liked Ted so much, or whatever it might be, the book authored by so and so goes to this person, the picture, all this
baseball
stuff.
Card collection,
yeah,
things like that.
All that stuff.
So
and you can change that anytime you want without changing your will.
Okay, so the will, if I understand it, references the auxiliary list.
That's right.
And then you just attach the list to the
Absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely.
And so then periodically you can change the personal
That's
property
right.
list without going back to the lawyer
That's
and
right.
having it already done.
But
now, what can't you put on that list?
Cash, real estate, things like that. It's only what we call tangible personal property, stuff we can touch, like your watch or a coat or the tie, again, that I'm not wearing, things like that. You can say where they go, but you can't put all the big things like cash, gifts, and real estate would be the two big ones, business interests.
You know, this friend of mine the other day told me that every year on January 1st, I guess probably between college football games,
right.
he and his wife sit down, and they review the list, and they say, now, have we accumulated anything significant or special to us in the last year? Has somebody kind of dropped out of our life? Or, and then they update that list on New Year's Day. Is that
sure.
a good idea?
I think it's a great idea to pick a day to handle all of that kind of stuff. Talk about your finances. Make it an actual day
Maybe
on the calendar.
Maybe budget for the coming year.
Yeah, and talk about what's going on and how come the credit card is now over, whatever. But just talk about your life a little bit.
Right.
A day, only one day out of the year. Have time to discuss it with your loved ones.
Like a day to change the batteries in your smoke detector. Why not a day to
make
upgrade?
It the same day if you want,
I want to ask you one more question before we
sure.
go off the air in a little bit, and that's this, because I think listeners will really want to know this. What should it cost you? What can you expect it to cost you to have your will prepared?
Well, I think if you're going to an attorney to do a will, it's a simple will. You're probably talking about $500-$600 to do wills and powers of attorney and stuff. If you've got any kind of twists and turns, you could be $1,000 or more. And if you get into some real quality estate planning, you can be into the thousands with an S after it. If you've got a lot of different issues in terms of maybe special needs trusts and trusts for taxes and all that kind of fun stuff. Hey, you want to tune in each and every week to Bob and Ted, because we're going to be with you every Saturday talking about your legal questions. Email them into us if you want. We've got a couple emails we'll address next week that came in. We're trying to set up. Ted's working on the Twitter stuff. I don't quite know how we're going to do that, but you'll be able to. Now, he says twit your question in.
Well, next week.
I think it's tweet,
you'll be able to do that. We're going to have that set up so you can do that. But next week, I want to tell you, we're going to have some more follow-up questions on is a will enough?
But, yeah.
What other documents do you need to support the will? I want to be able to follow up with some of those questions.
But I
want
to talk about the DUI part, and I had hoped we could have gotten to it today, but we weren't able to. Some of the real tips and pointers about what you need to know, because anybody could get stopped on a DUI. What do you do when you get stopped? And I want to talk about that, too.
Well, I'll be happy to answer those questions for you, Bob.
Other than having Ted in the back seat with you or something. I don't know. So we're going to... All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're going to be back at the same time, same place next Saturday. And we're going to announce our webpage, right, Ted?
We're going to try. And remember, there are no stupid legal questions, only stupid legal mistakes that you can avoid by knowing the law and listening to us.
BobPittman.com. That's Bob Pittman with 2 T's.com. If you'd like to contact Bob, his email is bob@bobpittman.com. The opinions expressed on the preceding program were not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station. Join us again next Saturday morning at 10 for more Legal Line with Bob Pittman.
sponsored by Modern Woodmen of America, here on Freedom 1590.